5 Alaska athletes will be inducted into the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame tonight at ceremonies in Anchorage, including Juneau Olympic skier Hillary Lind. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story.
Hillary Lind was a little tyke when she learned to ski at Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area. She soon took to racing, and it wasn't long before she was winning. At age 14, she joined the United States ski team and left Juneau to attend Romark Ski Academy in Salt Lake City, Utah. 2 years later, Lind was the first American to win the downhill title in the World Junior Championships.
Well, she's had a very, very decorated alpine skiing career.
Chris Meyer is a board member of the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame. While medals and accomplishments are important, he says, an athlete's connection with Alaska is a major part of the selection criteria. Meyer says Lind was an overwhelming pick for the class of 2009, someone Alaskans can call one of their own.
We've had plenty of famous athletes that have come through here. Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, you know, big sports stars. Kirk Schilling was actually born in Anchorage, but they're really not bringing a lot back to the state as far as an Alaskan. I think Hillary Lind is just the opposite. I mean, here is someone who did all this coming out of Alaska, and Alaska was the base and really represented Alaska well, and I think a lot of the citizens and residents of this great state, I think, really see that too.
In her 11-year skiing career, Lind had 27 top 10 finishes, 3 World Cup championships, and a silver medal at the 1992 Olympics at Albertville, France. She was the only American to win a medal at the 1997 World Championships in Italy. Lind recalls it had been a difficult season, and she even wondered if she should still be competing.
After struggling a lot through that season, it was just kind of the culmination of sticking with it and hard work and all of that stuff, so that was really the biggest reward, what I was most proud of.
Lind spent a lot of her youth as a ski racer and soon learned that struggles as well as successes define us in life.
Whether it's the traditional goal setting and focus and persistence and hard work and all that stuff, but I think some really valuable life lessons, like working with people that you might not always choose to associate with, you know, learning how to ask for help when you need it, taking responsibility for yourself. You can't blame poor results on other people or on other situations. You really have to step up and take responsibility for what you've done in preparation or what you did in the race or whatever it is. So I think those kind of lessons that you learn along the way, whether they come from ski racing or another sport or some other facet of your life, make us who we are.
She says she found real joy in pushing herself, and that's her advice to young athletes.
If you're going to do something, do it 100%. There's no point in being there if you're just going through the motions, but to really put your heart and soul into something. And then even if you don't have the success that you want, you know you've done everything you can.
Hillary Lind retired from alpine ski racing in 1997. While completing her bachelor's degree at the University of Utah, she was a member of the Board of Trustees for the Salt Lake Olympic Committee. Then she did a master's degree at the University of British Columbia. Now she's married, has a daughter, and works as a biologist for an environmental consulting firm. At 3, her daughter is already on skis.
She's the wedge master.
Lind lives in Squamish, B.C., between Vancouver and Whistler, but hasn't forgotten her Alaska roots. She will share the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame podium tonight with Nordic skiing Olympian Nina Kempel and Alaska baseball pioneer Red Boucher. 2 posthumous awards go to Colonel Norman Vaughn, longtime polar explorer and adventurer, who died in 2005 at the age of 100. Also, Alaska's first big-time basketball star, Wally Leisk, from Metlakatla. He died at the age of 84 in 2004. 2 moments in Alaska sports history will also be inducted at the Anchorage ceremony. The first winter ascent of Mount McKinley in 1967, and Doug Herron's national best in the 800 meters at the 1985 Alaska High School Track and Field Championships. The World Eskimo Indian Olympics will be inducted as the event. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.